We're going through, I think you might have been through it before, I'm not sure, but we're going through the blessed life of Abu Sufyan ibn Harb. So, inshallah, you know, wherever you are. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu nasalli ala rasooli al-kareem, amma abad. So alhamdulillah, this is the fourth night that we're going through the illustrious life of Hazrat Abu Sufyan ibn Harb radiyallahu. And we just finished with regards to the Battle of Badr. Now, as I mentioned, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, he raised another army to avenge the defeat of Badr. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard of the march of the Quraysh. Now, you get this frequently in the books of Seerah, because the Messenger of Allah was informed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, some of the books actually mention who was informing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It says spies. The Prophet has about spies within Makkah. So obviously one you could mention is Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is probably how the information came through. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this time was inclined to fight a defensive battle within the confines of Al-Madinah. However, the eagerness of those who had missed the opportunity to participate in Badr wanted once again to fight their enemies on the open plain. So the youngsters, they wanted to go out onto the battlefield. Thus the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered his dwelling and came out wearing his armor in readiness for the forthcoming battle. Both the senior companions radiallahu anhum, they began to feel that they had forced the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to accept their opinion, and they showed their desire to give way to his initial opinion of fighting a defensive battle. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, however, then said his immortal words. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam signaled to his companions radiallahu anhum to remain quiet. Now this is what's fascinating. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhum, he repeated this 3 times, but there was no reply. Then, who do you think he'll call? How did he know that Abu Bakr was second in command radiallahu anhum? 3 times Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhum then asked, is Abu Bakr amongst you radiallahu anhum? So the scholars say, you know, they knew each other so well. And thrice he didn't get an answer. And then, how did he know? He then asked 3 times, is Umar amongst you radiallahu anhu? There was nothing but silence from the spur. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu then, with his right, he now turned towards the Quraysh, who stood not far from him, and he shouted, those 3 are dead, they will trouble you no more. Now he knew that Umar could have taken this radiallahu anhu. At this, Umar radiallahu anhu could no longer restrain himself, and he roared at Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, he goes, you lie, O enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes, those whom you counted as are alive, and they are still enough to punish you severely. In other words, he goes, the Messenger of Allah is holding his back from even replying to you, but he will sort you out now. In another narration, it has been reported in Ahmad and Hakim, Shaykh al-Bayr rahmatullah alayhi said, Sahih, when Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu was about to depart, he approached to the mountain and he shouted at the top of his voice. He says, I have been rewarded. War alternates a day for the day of Badr. Glory be to Hubal. The Holy Prophet then looked at the Sahaba. Nobody is replying. He then turns to Umar. He goes, answer him. And then he said, what shall I say, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He goes, say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more exalted and sublime. Your dead are in the fire. So he said that, and Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu then said, come closer to me, Umar radiallahu anhu. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, go to him and see what he wants. In other words, he's not after mischief, he wants to know something. So Umar radiallahu anhu went to Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, and Abu Sufyan said radiallahu anhu, he goes, I take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Umar radiallahu anhu, tell me, have we killed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Umar radiallahu anhu replied, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, he can even hear you at this very moment. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu thereupon said, you are indeed more truthful to me than Ibn Qabi'ah, who claimed that he had killed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he shouted, there are some mutilation of your dead. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was neither pleased. And then his tribal spirit came up. He goes, nor was I angry, and I neither forbade it, nor I ordered it. In other words, he was very scared of the Prophet's dua. I mentioned a few nights, but there was a famine. The Prophet did a dua, he goes, give him the 7 years of Yusuf, and then Abu Sufyan fought. And then after a year, when they were eating bones, Abu Sufyan went, and Abu Jahl goes, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to Muhammad, because he's cursed us. And then Abu Jahl goes, don't go, I'm going. And he goes, do a dua, your family is dying. Right? And then the Prophet did a dua, and the rain came for 7 days. And in Bayhaqi, the rain didn't stop. So Abu Sufyan went the second time. He goes, do another dua. So now look at his wording. Look, this shows that he was very clever. He didn't want to say something that would hurt the Prophet. He didn't order it, but at the same time he made the Quraysh happy. But I'm not unhappy with it. Hazrat Ibn Abbas explained the reason why Abu Sufyan had made this remark radiallahu anhu in Ahmad Hakim in his Mustadrak Bayhaqi in his Dalail Ibn Abi Hatim Ibn Kathir Sira, volume 3, page 38 of the English translation. Abu Sufyan himself said radiallahu anhu, regarding your discovery of some mutilated bodies amongst your dead, this was not from a decision of leadership, but then his pagan fanaticism got the better of it, and he said, however, if we had deliberated the matter, we might not have decided against it. It has further been reported in Ibn Ishaq in his Sirah, when Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu turned to go away, he shouted, your rendezvous is Badr next year. We will meet again at Badr. The Holy Prophet told one of his men to reply, yes, verily it is as a date between you and us. In other words, yes, we're coming back. Now something extremely interesting took place after the Battle of Uhud. The Prophet, his back was to Uhud, he was on Uhud. Medina was defenseless. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu could have gone with his 3,000 men or less who died straight into Al-Madinah, virtually nobody to oppose him. He didn't go. He was going back to Makkah. So the Prophet ﷺ in Bukhari Sharif, he told some of the Sahaba, go and see what they're riding on. If they're riding on camels, they're going back to Makkah. If they're on their horses, they're going to Al-Madinah. And if they're going to Al-Madinah, because we're going to fight them again. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said in Bukhari Sharif, to Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu, sorry, Urwa ibn Zubair rahmatullahi alayh, your father Zubair was one of them that Allah the Almighty praised, because he was injured and he was going again to see whether they had gone on their horses or camels. And Abu Bakr, my father, was also one of them radiallahu anhu. And when they saw, they were on their camels. And then what's interesting, when they were going towards Makkah halfway on the journey, suddenly they said, why did we leave Al-Madinah? And then Abu Sufyan then goes, well, why didn't anybody mention it? So some of the scholars say this is a miracle. It was protecting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was protecting the holy city. Totally took it out of their minds. But of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was best. Now, the date was fixed for a rematch. Badr was chosen. However, as time passed and the time drew near for the second encounter, Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu felt disinclined to meet the Muslims again. Abu Sufyan goes, one all is enough, we gotta go, I don't wanna go back. The winter rains had been even more scant than usual, and as the winter passed, there was a sudden increase in its temperature. The weather was extremely hot and dry, and the year promised to be an unusually bad one. Hence, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, once again, with his wry and cunning, he decided to postpone the operation. Hence, he sent a secret agent to Al-Madinah to spread the false rumor that the Quraysh were assembling in huge and vast numbers, and this time would come in much greater numbers than at Uhud. His intention was to frighten the Muslims into remaining at Al-Madinah. So what happened? In Ibn Sa'ad and his Tabaqat, page 563, when these reports reached the Prophet ﷺ, he immediately declared, I ﷺ shall keep the rendezvous with the unbelievers, even if I have to go alone. In other words, these are the tactics of war that he's using. He goes, but I will go alone if none of you do. Hence, the blessed army marched out from Al-Madinah, this time numbering 1,500 men. To their surprise, on the arrival at Badr, there was no sign to be seen of the unbelieving forces. When Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu had realized that his ploy had not worked and the Muslims were marching to Makkah, he then had no choice but also to prepare for the forthcoming encounter. Hence, he got the Quraysh together, rode out of Makkah. The army consisted of 2,000 men. However, when the Quraysh got to Uthman, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu then realized it would be futile to fight the believers again. In Ibn Sa'ad in his Tabaqat, page 563. Hence, he radiallahu anhu turned to his subordinates and he said, "This is a terrible year in which to engage in warfare. There is drought in the land and we have seldom known such heat. Hence, these conditions are not suitable for battle. Therefore, we will return now and we shall fight again in a year of abundance." Stalwarts of Sufyan and Ikrimah radiallahu anhum have protested vehemently against the decision, but their protests were of no avail. Sufyan lost his father in the Battle of Badr and Ikrimah lost Abu Jahl. He goes, "We gotta fight." He goes, "No, we're going." The Makkans reluctantly returned to Makkah. Time passed and the Prophet mentioned the details. He got to Badr, nobody's there. And then they did some business transactions. You know, they made some money through business and through trade. And then there was a verse of the Quran revealed. In other words, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give you blessings through this. It was a test. Now it's very, very similar to the test of Tabuk. Some scholars call it the minor Tabuk. Why? Because there was no battle, it was just a test. But Tabuk obviously being a far greater journey and a far greater force, the Romans. And they didn't turn up. So this shows that the Kuffar feared death. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Even if I have to go alone, I will fight." So, there any questions on that? So, all we went through there was Uhud, the encounter of Uhud, and then the defeat of the Muslims, and also the second encounter at Badr, which never took place. But you can see Abu Sufyan's courage, radiallahu anhu. I just want to mention this one last thing. The Battle of Uhud was lost because if it had not been lost, the prophecy of the prophethood would not have been fulfilled. Heraclius asked Abu Sufyan, radiallahu anhu, he goes, "When you fight, what is the situation?" And Abu Sufyan got happy, he goes, "Sometimes we win, and sometimes they win." And then Heraclius confirmed this at the end, he goes, "This is always the state with the truth." So if he had not, so that's one of the wisdoms why this defeat took place, one of the signs of the Prophet. So if somebody poses that question to you, can mention this. So there's many lessons of Uhud, but the greatest reference to Uhud is Surah Imran. If you read certain passages of Surah Imran, it gives you many, many verses about Uhud. The Quran obviously is absolutely clear. And then you go to the other revelation, the Sunnah. So any questions on that for your Rafa? Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, bal asr innal lisan lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu ssalihat, wa tawasaw bil haqq, wa tawasaw bis sabr, sadaqa Allahu al-'azim. At the top of his voice, because I have been rewarded. War alternates a day for the day of Badr. Glory be to Hubal. The Holy Prophet then looked at the Sahaba, nobody replied. He then turns to Umar, he goes, "Answer him." And then he said, "What shall I say, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" He goes, "Say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more exalted and sublime. Your dead are in the fire." So he said that. And Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu then said, "Come closer to me, Umar radiallahu anhu." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, "Go to him and see what he wants." In other words, he's not after mischief, he wants to know something. So Umar radiallahu anhu went to Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. And Abu Sufyan said with the real love, he goes, "I take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Umar radiallahu anhu, tell me, have we killed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Umar radiallahu anhu replied, "By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, he can even hear you at this very moment." Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu thereupon said, "You are indeed more truthful to me than Ibn Qabi'ah, who claimed that he had killed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Then he shouted, "There are some mutilation of your dead. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was neither pleased." And then his tribal spirit came up. He goes, "Nor was I angry, and I neither forbade it, nor I ordered it." In other words, he was very scared of the Prophet's dua. I mentioned a few nights, but there was a famine. The Prophet did a dua. He goes, "Give him the 7 years of Yusuf famine." And then after a year, when they were eating bones, Abu Sufyan went to the Allah. And Abu Jahl goes, "Where are you going?" He goes, "I'm going to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam," because he's cursed us. And then Abu Jahl goes, "Don't go," "I'm going." And he goes, "Do a dua, your family is dying." Right? And then the Prophet did a dua, and the rain came for 7 days. And in Bayhaqi, the rain didn't stop. So Abu Sufyan went the second time. He goes, "Do another dua." So now look at his wording. Look, this shows that he's, you know, he was very clever. He didn't want to say something that would hurt the Prophet. He didn't order it, but at the same time he made the Quraysh happy. But I'm not unhappy with it. Hazrat Ibn Abbas explained the reason why Abu Sufyan had made this rebab radiallahu anhu in Ahmad Hakim and his Mustadrak Bayhaqi in his Dalail Ibn Abi Hatim Ibn Kathir Sira, volume 3, page 3 of the English translation. Abu Sufyan himself said radiallahu anhu, regarding your discovery of some mutilated bodies amongst your dead, this was not from a decision of leadership, but then his pagan fanaticism got the better of it. And he said, however, if we had deliberated the matter, we might not have decided against it. It has further been reported in Ibn Ishaq in his Seerah, when Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu turned to go away, he shouted, your rendezvous is Badr next year, because we will meet again at Badr. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told one of his men to reply, yes, verily it is as a date between you and us. In other words, yes, we're coming back. Now something extremely interesting took place after the Battle of Uhud. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his back was to Uhud, he was on Uhud. Medina was defenseless. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu could have gone with his 3,000 men or less who died straight into Al-Madina. Virtually nobody to oppose him. He didn't go. He was going back to Makkah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Bukhari Sharif, he told some of the Sahaba, go and see what they're riding on. If they're riding on camels, they're going back to Makkah. If they're on their horses, they're going to Al-Madina. And if they're going to Al-Madina, because we're going to fight them again. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said in Bukhari Sharif to Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anha, sorry, Urwa ibn Zubair rahmatullahi alayh, your father Zubair was one of them. That Allah the Almighty praised, because he was injured and he was going again to see, see whether they had gone on their horses or camels. And Abu Bakr, my father, was also one of them radiallahu anha. And when they saw, they were on their camels. And then what's interesting, when they were going towards Makkah halfway on the journey, suddenly they said, why did we leave Al-Madina? And then Abu Sufyan then goes, well, why didn't anybody mention it? So some of the scholars say this is a miracle. It was protecting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was protecting the holy city. Totally took it out of their minds. But of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was best. Now, the date was fixed for a rematch. Badr was chosen. However, as time passed, and the time drew near for the second encounter, Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu felt disinclined to meet the Muslims again. Abu Sufyan goes, one all is enough, we got to go, I don't want to go back. The winter rains had been even more scant than usual, and as the winter passed, there was a sudden increase in its temperature. The weather was extremely hot and dry, and the year promised to be an unusually bad one. Hence, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, once again with his wry and cunning, he decided to postpone the operation. Hence he sent an agent, a secret agent, to Al-Madina to spread the false rumor that the Quraysh were assembling in huge and vast numbers, and this time would come in much greater numbers than at Uhud. His intention was to frighten the Muslims into remaining at Al-Madina. So what happened? In Ibn Sa'ad and his Tabaqat, page 563, when these reports reached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he immediately declared, I sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall keep the rendezvous with the unbelievers, even if I have to go alone. In other words, these are the tactics of war that he's using. He goes, but I will go alone if none of you do. Hence the blessed army marched out from Al-Madinah, this time numbering 1,500 men. To their surprise, on the arrival at Badr, there was no sign to be seen of the unbelieving forces. When Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu had realized that his ploy had not worked and the Muslims were marching to Makkah, he then had no choice but also to prepare for the forthcoming encounter. Hence, he got the Quraysh together, rode out of Makkah. The army consisted of 2,000 men. However, when the Quraysh got to Utfan, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu then realized it would be futile to fight the believers again. In Ibn Sa'ad in his Tabaqat, page 563, hence he radiallahu anhu turned to his subordinates and he said, this is a terrible year in which to engage in warfare. There is drought in the land and we have seldom known such heat. Hence these conditions are not suitable for battle. Therefore we will return now and we shall fight again in a year of abundance. Stalwarts of Sofyan and Ikrimah radiallahu anhum are protested vehemently against the decision, but their protests were of no avail. Sofyan lost his father in the Battle of Badr and Ikrimah lost Abu Jahl. He goes, we gotta fight. He goes, no, we're going. The Makkans reluctantly returned to Makkah. Time passed, and the Prophet mentioned the details. He got to Badr, nobody's there. And then they did some business transactions. You know, they made some money through business and through trade. And then there was a verse of the Quran revealed. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give you blessings through this. It was a test. Now it's very, very similar to the test of Tabuk. Some scholars call it the minor Tabuk. Why? Because there was no battle, it was just a test. But Tabuk obviously being a far greater journey and a far greater force, the Romans. And they didn't turn up. So this shows that the Kuffar feared death. And the Prophet said, even if I have to go alone, I will fight. So is there any questions on that? So all we went through there was Uhud. The encounter of Uhud, and then the defeat of the Muslims. And also the second encounter at Badr, which never took place. But you can see Abu Sufyan's courage, radiallahu anhu. I just want to mention this one last thing. The Battle of Uhud was lost, because if it had not been lost, the prophecy of the prophethood would not have been fulfilled. Heraclius asked Abu Sufyan, radiallahu anhu, he goes, when you fight, what is the situation? And Abu Sufyan got happy, because sometimes we win, and sometimes they win. And then Heraclius confirmed this at the end, because this is always the state with the truth. So if he had not, so that's one of the wisdoms why this defeat took place, one of the signs of the prophethood. So if somebody poses that question to you, can mention this. So there's many lessons of Uhud, but the greatest reference to Uhud is Surah Imran. If you read certain passages of Surah Imran, it gives you many, many verses about Uhud. The Quran obviously is absolutely clear, and then you go to the other revelation, the Sunnah. So any questions on that for your Rafa? سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بل اصل ان الانسان لفي خسر الا الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات ورواصوا بالحق ورواصوا بالصبر صدق الله